USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the mid-Atlantic, still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
I want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts. The Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump will be meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House later today. The two leaders are expected to discuss the North Korean nuclear negotiations and some major trade issues. They are scheduled to meet again when Trump visits Tokyo later next month. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have held two summits but have had little progress in reaching a firm deal on the denuclearization of the North. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un's coming off what's been described as a successful summit with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Uber drivers are planning a 12-hour strike across several major cities to protest low pay and few benefits as the company is about to go public. Drivers say they're going to turn off their apps on May 8th. San Francisco area drivers will also stage a protest in front of the Uber headquarters. Organizers say drivers are not benefiting from the millions the company earns off its work. And this is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The NRA, once again the target of a lawsuit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you can believe it, Iran reportedly wants to do a deal with the U.S. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison inside the United States, on extradition request from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.